We're doing a review on Blade Runner, and it doesn't come out until the year 2049.
What the? Long? That's a long production.
Hey everybody, here we go, Late Late Horror Show. We're doing a little review. I know it's a little premature and early because it's just the first little trailer of Blade Runner 2049.
A lot of people are talking about it. It just came out today.
I thought it was coming out in the year 2049, but it's not. It's 2017.
Good thing we checked on that after the credits.
But nevertheless, it's a short trailer. What do I get out of it? I'm glad Ridley Scott's doing it again. I mean, who else would do it?
Well, he's producing it. He's not directing it. He's not the director.
Okay, so I already screwed it up. You're gonna get this from me.
I forgot that. I can't even pronounce the guy's name who's directing it. But that film that's out right now, The Arrival, some science fiction movie that a lot of people are liking.
Right.
He's the guy who made that.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, first impression of.
However, this is the first film since Ridley Scott's very first movie that I can't even think of that he's had a hand in writing. So he is very hands-on on this.
Okay, so he did have...
very hands-on.
Okay.
He's busy doing Alien Covenant. I think that's the reason why he didn't direct this
film. And this is... Yeah, and that's... Well, then I'm a little pissed off about that. Ridley Scott not doing and taking control of Blade Runner is really sad.
But even this fellow, nevertheless, from what I've read, that this director...
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even get final cut of the film.
Okay.
So I think Ridley's going to kind of call the shots here. But tell me what you think.
Well, first impression was, I mean, it's a little bit to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But starting right off with the atmosphere takes you right back to the original Blade Runner, I think.
And so.
In the view, you know, the way it looks, the atmosphere. Ryan Gosling appears, so I mean, I like Ryan Gosling as an actor. He'll probably do a great job. He's a good actor,
and he plays a Blade Runner.
Blade Runner,
named Officer K.
Yes,
this is actually the letter K. That's his
name. And we get Harrison Ford comes out from the midst with his gun pointed at him and says, mm-hmm. It's a short little trailer. Before we get the big trailer release, you know, down the road here a little bit.
Not coming out till October, so we've got almost a year.
Yeah, so I'm
get to see this film.
Surprised they bring this little tiny bit out and everybody's jumping on it, but it's interesting. I love Blade Runner. It's one of Ted's favorite films. We almost did it, but we started doing the Hammers instead and went back to horror. But nevertheless, really love it. I think my first impression of this is really, really good.
Okay.
Ridley Scott's involved now that you told me even that he's going to have final say.
I think he will have final say. I think if there's something that he wants, he's going to get what he wants.
I mean, we're not going to get original Blade Runner. We're going to get something totally different. But I think you would even admit the new Mad Max was awesome.
It's one of my favorite films of all time.
There you go. So who knows how they're going to interpret this Blade Runner 2049. Could be awesome. Okay. I mean, a lot of people even say the first one was a little drawn out. You ain't getting that from me.
First
Blade Runner. But you're not going to get that from me. I love that movie, that storyline. It took its time. It was great. Yeah, it was great. So, yeah.
All right, so what do I think? You told me about it. I didn't even know the trailer was out yet.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and then I kind of read up on it, and here's what I know. I know that supposedly this Blade Runner, Officer K, is going to discover something that... society's in chaos. It's 30 years after the original film,
mm-hmm.
which took place in 2019, Los Angeles. And he discovers something that could possibly set the remainder of society into absolute chaos. Maybe something like we're all replicants or who knows.
Who knows?
And
too short
he
of the
is
trailer,
searching
right?
for yeah. Rick Deckard, Harrison Ford's character, who's been missing for 30 years, much like Luke Skywalker in Force Awakens. I guess it's a thing now. But
I'm missing for 30 years.
From what I understand from Ridley Scott, Harrison Ford's not even going to show up to the last third of the movie. So it's not even like he's going to be a big part of the movie. Sean Young, who played Rachel in the original, is not going to be in it at all. And then there came up the question...
That's all right. I'd like to see all new characters and stuff like that for this movie. Anyways.
Whether you like the original Blade Runner with the narration, which is interesting, and it's what I grew up watching.
Right.
Or... when Ridley finally got to make the film the way that he intended it with the final cut, which is probably my preferred version. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't say probably, it is.
It is, yeah.
It really, even though there people do like to debate it, I think it doesn't leave much room for doubt that Deckard may very well be a replicant. And certainly Ridley Scott has been on record saying that he is a replicant. He's a Nexus 7.
Mm-hmm.
The replicants that he was hunting down in the movie were Nexus 6 that had the 4-year lifespan.
Yeah.
Who knows how long a Nexus 6 can
exactly,
live.
Exactly, yeah. And age.
Right.
I mean, Harrison Ford.
The fellow who's directing it, I've read some online quotes of him, and it sounds like he's not even going to completely address that issue of whether Harrison Ford's character is a replicant or not. He's still going to leave that shrouded in mystery a little bit. According to the quotes, if you read how he says it, that's what it sounds like, that he loves Blade Runner.
You don't think this is going to end up being a 3 type of movie, a 4th type of, you know.
I guess it would depend on how well it does.
Yeah, okay.
And
which, you know what?
I still don't know how well it's going to do, because even though Blade Runner has a better reputation now, go out there and ask 5 people if they've seen Blade Runner, and I'll bet you they've all said no. You know what I mean? It's still a cult movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's enough of it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, I get what you're saying.
I'll go ask, you know, 5 people at work, you ever seen Blade Runner? They'll say no.
But since Blade Runner, I mean, Harrison Ford is a big name. That's all you need to do. Ryan Gosling, I mean, you know, Ridley Scott. So you're going to have a big budget, big movie here. And so let's see. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it, and I hope it does well and is a good movie.
I think from here on in, I think I'm going to stay away from any spoilers for it.
Yeah.
I really don't feel like it's necessary. I don't think it's a sequel that anybody really was asking for or that we needed.
Yeah.
And
I wonder
really
what brought it about. I really do wonder what brought it about.
Ridley wanted to do another story.
Okay,
And that's fine. If you've got something to say. I mean, the same writer, Hampton Fancher, from the original Blade Runner, is writing on this film.
Okay.
So, I mean, the people that are involved are great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, even I wish they got Vangelis to do the music like he did in the original. It's not...
Evangelists.
No, Vangelis.
That was sounds funny having
Evangelis
religious
doing
music.
Religious music. So, I you know what? Nothing in the trailer made my socks roll up and down.
Yeah, you shouldn't go up and down.
But,
socks!
I don't think it's a sequel that we need. I just hope it doesn't... A lot of people always say, like, oh, the new movie or a reboot or a remake, it's going to tarnish the original.
No!
I hope it does. But you know what? If it's not any good, Hollywood has really gotten me used to ignoring stupid-ass sequels and reboots and remakes.
I've already...
So I'm used to ignoring stupid-ass
movies. Yes, and I've already made my point that you can make as many...
Yep.
Sequels as you
want. If it's
want.
A hunk of shit, I'm just going to stick with the first one. And
you've always got the other originals or other movies, right. So it doesn't matter to me.
But, you took 30 years to make this. I hope you really got something to say.
I do, too.
You know, and if you want to keep Deckard shrouded in mystery, that's cool. But, you know, add something to the mythology. Add something to the story.
I think that's where I would be disappointed if we got through this whole movie...
And you don't know?
Exactly. And that would kind of make me...
But that's one of the great parts about the originals, that you don't know. There's a little bit that people like to point out that, hey, he might not be a replicant. I think there's more pointing to where he is. But there's a little wiggle room for both.
But you think he's really going to make this movie and not let us know something?
You might learn more than you knew before, but he's either not get every answer, I bet. Because from what I've read from this director, he loves Blade Runner, respects Blade Runner. He understands that the fans of this movie are you know, this is serious science fiction. This isn't some stupid, you know, throwaway sci-fi movie. This is hard science fiction.
Yes.
It's an amazing film. It's one of the few films that I would say is the final cut. We'll just use that version because that's the version we're talking about. Is perfect. I don't find a single flaw in it at all. And as long as you've got something to say, and it's, you know, it sounds like, you know, Harrison Ford has gone on record saying it's the best script he's ever read.
Really?
Best script he's ever read.
There
you go,
man.
I'm going to give it a chance, but I think I'm going to stay away from any other trailers from here on in.
Okay.
And I'll go see it, you know, I mean.
There you go. Okay.
That's my take.
There's our take on the new even though it was just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you a little bit of info there, you know, Ted does his research. But that, I'm looking forward to it and can't wait. We'll see how it goes.
I'm cautiously optimistic. So, we'll put it that way.
So anyways,
If they screw it up, you know, whatever. I still have the old one.
I know. So, hey, like, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
We usually do our long, long commentary shows. What did we do last time? A trailer reaction to The Mummy. I had to throw that out there because I was so pissed. But this one we love a little bit more.
And I like that a lot of people kind of agreed with us, too.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think we got any arguments with anybody on that one.
So we may be throwing out some trailer reactions and some... I don't even know if they're trailer reaction. We just talked about the movie a little bit.
I think when something fits in with what we like to do. Off of the trailer,
we'll throw it out there. So that's it, man. Subscribe. Yeah. Check us out on iTunes and all that other good stuff.
Let me know what you think about Blade Runner.
Yeah, let us know, man. What do you guys think about the trailer? Yeah. Let us know. Comment down below and like and all that good stuff. And, that's it. Silent Night, Deadly Night's coming up next week. We just did...
The Devil Rides Out,
Hammer Horror. So I don't know which one, either this reaction or that one will go up first. Who knows? But they might go up the same time. Who knows? I don't know.
Bam! Double your pleasure.
Nevertheless, Late Late Horror Show. We're out.